Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And when you hear that song and then you hear the little opera music, you know it's time for Malcolm Ballinger and Ballinger Publishing
on
Pep
Talk.
Good morning, Malcolm. How are you this Monday morning?
I'm wonderful. Thank you. It is beautiful day out there.
It's gorgeous out. I love it. See, I love it. It's going to start getting a little cooler, just about 5 more degrees, right?
Yep.
And we'll be perfect.
Perfect.
So how are you? Did you have a good weekend?
I had a very good weekend.
Yes.
Talking about the weather, Chamber of Commerce weather reminded me that Friday evening I went to the annual chamber.
That's always so much fun. The annual dinner?
At the annual dinner, yes.
So much fun. They give out a lot of awards.
Yeah.
And?
One of them, of course, went to David.
Our very own Dave Hoxson got Best Board Member of the Year.
Yes.
So congratulations to Dave and his sidekick, Mary, who is in the wings always doing everything. So, you know.
Well, you know that expression, behind every great man there's a great woman.
Correct.
Or greater woman.
Greater woman, perhaps. But we love you, Dave. but we know that there's somebody in the wings over there.
I think Mary kind of keeps him in check.
I think so, too. But congratulations. It's such an honor. And he's been receiving so many honors this year. I'm so proud to work for him and
he
for
He works so hard for the Chamber.
He does. He really. And for our community.
And he's so passionate about the community, which I love about Dave.
Yep, me too. And I'm honored to work here and work for him. And has become a good friend over the years.
So we had a wonderful time, and it was just good to get together.
Oh, it's always nice to see everybody.
Yeah,
kind of catch up and find out what's what. And
So
that's good. And they introduced, I believe, the new board.
Yes, a new chairman, Ildi Haussmann.
She'll be wonderful.
Yes.
I've known Ildi for a long time.
Hmm.
Yep, she'll be terrific.
So that's really exciting. I think the future is looking very good.
Good, 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 good.
So many great things happening in Pensacola.
Well, if you haven't had a chance to see it, I have to put in a big plug for Jekyll and Hyde at the Pensacola Little Theater. I saw the show on Friday night and was absolutely blown away. It is an amazing show. It's a Broadway show. It was musical. It's kind of a it doesn't end well for the characters. However,
I've heard that.
Wow. I'm telling you, the talent in this town, the voices that were singing, Gavin Parmley is the lead, the two women that were in the show, and the entire cast is phenomenal. I'm not just saying that because I'm one of those actors that goes and sees their friends and then sits there and critiques, you know, judges a little. Not this time. This was fantastic. So hats off to Topher Warren, to Kayla Stevenson, to all the different people that make it happen, not just the cast, but the people behind the scenes. It's fantastic. The costumes were exquisite. Dresses from the 1880s.
Oh.
Beautiful dresses and the wardrobe, everything about it is incredible. So I really highly recommend it. And you've got this whole next weekend to see it.
I would think it'd be difficult to make happy songs in a Jekyll and Hyde.
Well, some of them are.
Because, as you say, it does not end well. It's rather like opera. It does not always end well.
Correct. And in many, now that you say it, in many ways, it's a very operatic story.
Yeah.
And so but the acting that goes along with it and the transformation that happens between the actor, Gavin, who plays Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, and most of you know the story, is two people in one person's mind.
How did they do the change on stage?
He did it as an actor.
Oh.
Which is incredible to witness. It is incredible what he does in the transformation. And I was so moved. I was very moved by his performance.
Good.
So, I can't say enough good things about it. So I wanted to say something to, and we are giving tickets away this week here at the station, so be listening in for that to get some free tickets.
Maybe I should go see that.
I think you would really enjoy it because it is operatic in a lot of ways. It's a story that's told with music more than dialogue.
Yeah.
Sometimes musicals have both, but this is definitely music driven.
Okay.
And I think you would really enjoy it.
I guess I have a connection for a couple of tickets.
You might. You just might.
Just might. Well, talking about the arts.
Yes, sir.
We are coming up on the first night of the symphony.
That's right.
Mm.
When is it?
Saturday.
That's right, because it's October. My brain. I'm still in September. I can't believe October's this week. Starting this week.
We helped put together the program.
Uh-huh.
We're delivering that tomorrow. And they'll be ready for the opening night on Saturday.
And will that be at the Sanger?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Are there still tickets available? Do you know?
That I don't know, but I imagine probably so.
I'm assuming you can go to the website. And
yeah. Usually, but although the first night is usually well attended.
I would
for
think.
Obvious reasons.
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah.
Do you know what they're doing, what they're performing?
Yes, I do, and I've forgotten.
Malcolm.
Rather than bumble
okay.
through.
Okay, research, research team. We need to find out what's playing at Pensacola Symphony this Saturday. Well, they'll be on it. We'll have that in for you after the break here in a few minutes.
Thank you for putting me on the spot.
That's okay. Well, we do try to do our best here. Keep you informed. That's why
keep
we are
me on
called,
my toes.
We're informed, local, and dependable. So our research team will now find out exactly what's being done Saturday night.
I did read it and I've forgotten. And I thought, well, this is going to be a good program. But it always is.
Mm-hmm.
Peter always does a good job of trying to open your mind to new music or old music that you haven't heard before.
Right.
And I like that. But he also gives a great explanation up front.
And he honors the traditional music, too.
Yes.
Which
yes.
is really fun.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, I'm looking. The research team is now looking up the information.
Mm-hmm.
So just in case you want to go, it'll be at the Sanger Theater. And I'm looking now to find
I believe it's 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
I shall be there, of course.
Oh, it says subscribe today. Or did you know this? For our 100th anniversary season is this year.
Yeah.
How about that? That's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's a show. It says Saturday at 1:30 and also Saturday at 7:30. So there is a matinee as well.
Oh, okay.
Oh, the dress rehearsal. I see.
Opening. Yes.
Okay, I gotcha.
Yes.
And then Saturday night is open the night, 7:30. It says the 100th anniversary season commences with, Piotr. Oh, Tchaikovsky. I never knew his first name. But it's got his first name here. Tchaikovsky's Enchanting Rhapsody Espanole.
Yeah.
And pianist, boy, this is a tongue twister, Chase Young Park joins the orchestra for Manuel de Falla's Nights in the Garden of Spain. Ooh, this sounds interesting.
Yeah.
So that sounds fantastic. So just go online and you can go right to PensacolaSymphony.com, get the dates, and get a chance to see it. See the show.
Also, talking about arts and culture, this is kind of arts and culture. Today, they are delivering. In fact, I'm expecting a phone call any time to say that they're going to deliver the Parade of Homes.
Oh, that's exciting. That's right. Okay, so then those will be available this week? Those.
Yes, it's coming today. It will be in the mail to subscribers today. And it will be at all of our distribution points by the end of the day.
What are the dates on the Parade of Homes?
It is the 9th, 10th, and 11th.
Of October. Excellent. Okay, we're going to come back and talk a little bit more about some other community events and Ballinger Publishing. I'm here with Malcolm Ballinger on Monday. If you've got a question or comment, feel free to text it in at 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk. We'll be right back.
Pensacola Magazine brings Gulf Coast readers the best arts, entertainment, business, and lifestyle news from across the region. Beautifully designed with informative, entertaining articles and a new realty section on the market features a guide to the local real estate market. The monthly section boasts a modern design and includes home listings, a feature home, realtor profiles, and mortgage rates, and much more. More information at PensacolaMagazine.com.
Welcome back to Pep Talk on Monday morning. And if you have a question or comment for us, talking with Malcolm Ballinger, all about the community and events and everything that's happening here in Pensacola, 850-437-1620. Did you get out to the Seafood Festival this weekend?
I'm embarrassed to say no.
I feel badly because I was not able to get out there, but I have an excuse. I was watching a lot of football. I probably would have been better off at the Seafood Festival, the way things went.
I was watching a lot of golf.
Ah, the Ryder Cup.
Yes.
That was exciting.
Yes, it was.
That was an exciting ending, wasn't it?
Yeah. I was just talking to Andrew in the green room,
and
I was reflecting on, it's sad that the crowd reaction has got to the stage that it has, but it's also kind of symptomatic of all sports. We were looking at the video of the Virginia FSU game when they ran on at the end and almost trampled that poor football player to death.
I know.
I'm surprised it came out of it unscathed.
I know. It's kind of scary when that happens.
Yeah.
And always
shouldn't
schools,
laugh about it. I mean, it is not.
Schools get fined, of course.
Yeah, but what's $50,000 fine? I mean, I think they need to do more. I think we need to clamp down more on violence in sports or amongst the spectators.
Yeah, it's tricky.
Yeah.
It's tricky.
I mean, it's going to come, if we're not very careful, it's going to come to the point where you don't want to take your kids to a sports event.
Oh, I hope that never happens.
And I do too, but I think we have to sort of, I'm going to say draw a line. Maybe that's a little extreme, but we at least need to start to clamp down on bad behavior at sporting events.
I would agree. Yeah. But that's where I learned about good behavior. When I was a kid, we learned how to be play and you shake hands with your opponent at the end, whether you win or lose. I mean, that was when I learned how to behave properly.
And
as I said, good sportsmanship.
And I'm glad to see that you have remained calm.
Stop it. That's so unfair.
Even though the Georgia flag is at half mast.
Oh, my God. It was so painful. But so painful.
You're showing great sportsmanship.
Listen, you know, someone said something about, are you just crushed? I said, well, you know what? I said, I'm all Georgia fans, you have to understand, and I know people probably roll in their eyes. Here she goes again. But I graduated back in 1980 when Herschel Walker was there. We won the national championship back then.
Yes.
That was 45 years ago, right?
Wow.
And when we won the national championship 3 years ago, it had been 41 years since we'd won the championship. So I was a dog fan through 40 years of losing.
Through thick and thin.
Through thick and thin. We had a couple of highlights there, a couple times with Mark Richt, but up until that era, I mean, really, to be a Georgia fan, it was just about pride in school and all that. So
builds character.
Yes. Well, I got character out the wazoo now. But so it's been such a fabulous couple of years to actually be even in the conversation, Malcolm. We weren't even in the conversation. So it's been really fun. But there's that part of me that goes, and all good things come to an end. Yeah. You know, at some point, it's going to peter out and somebody else will step up.
We should always remember, in golf, in football, in any sport.
Right.
The bottom line is that it really doesn't matter that much. Life goes on.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice to win. Yes.
Yes, it is.
Alabama's had a great run and looks like they're going to have another good run.
Always will. They'll
but
always be there.
But if you lose a couple of games, you know, it isn't the end of the world.
Okay. And you're from where?
Not from Georgia.
I'm not from Alabama. Thank you. You know not whereof you speak, sir.
Having said that, I would have been crushed if the Europeans had lost the
See there.
See, the problem for me is I've got a foot in both camps.
Well, that's true. You're
British,
an American citizen now.
An American citizen. So I can be happy whichever team wins.
That's true.
But I would have been crushed if the European team had lost, simply because I'm a big Rory McIlroy fan, and he got treated pretty badly. So maybe karma was done in the end.
Okay. Well, I didn't get a chance to see. I saw the clips from it, but I didn't watch the whole thing.
Yeah.
So I didn't get to see the whole thing because I was actually watching football.
It's only a game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
now,
what
we should we should be enthusiastic, but when the rubber hits the road, if your team doesn't win, well, there's always the next time.
True. And that I usually get to that in about I'll get there in about 3 or 4 months. But right now, Monday morning, no. But hey, hats off to Ole Miss. Mom, I got a lot of Ole Miss friends, Hottie Toddy. They are undefeated now, 5-0. Wow.
Yeah.
That's exciting. And I kind of like to see other teams get into the mix. It's a lot of fun. So,
well, I think in any sport, you need to have some equality. If one team or two or three teams win everything, then I don't think it's for the long-term good of the sport.
I think you're right. I think it's good to see it being mixed up a little bit.
One thing that the NIL may have done is sort of even the playing field a little bit in terms of good players, not congregating at a handful of teams, a more spread maybe.
Yeah, the jury's out for me on all of that. I have opinions, but see, I'm old school, so my, you know, I'm part of the old school system because that's what I was raised in.
Yeah.
But I like the idea of people being at a school for a long time, being loyal to the school, you know, being a quarter, you know, backup.
What do you mean by
years.
A long time?
Well, 4 years.
Four years.
Yeah,
okay.
I mean, when kids just come in, and they come in as freshmen, and there was sort of a hierarchy. You earned your way into the spot. You got experience. You learned from the people ahead of you. People weren't just transferred out if they didn't get to play. You kind of learned about long-term, about making that commitment to the team. And so I think we've lost a little bit of that because now it's just about me.
At the risk of getting comments like, what's an Englishman doing telling us about college football? I will say that I don't necessarily like the NIL, but it does replace a system that was not great.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that many players were paid under the table, is it permissible to say that? In one form or another.
Mm-hmm.
And many players that were injured were just cast aside from their scholarships. I can't blame a talented football player in college wanting to make sure that his future is assured if he gets injured.
Well, that's true.
There's two sides.
That's
to
true.
It.
No,
I
agree.
Understand.
Right, that's true. All right. On that note, we're going to take a quick break, and we will be back with Pep Talk. If you've got a comment, 850-437-1620. We'd love to hear from you. We'll be back in a minute. Good morning. This is Pep Talk with Malcolm Ballinger and Ballinger Publishing, 850-437-1620. Got a question for you, Malcolm. Hey, is Malcolm doing ALS CEO's Challenge, the CEO Soak, at Pensacola Beach, 6 o'clock on Tuesday? And then it says, volunteer him for a good cause. I'd like to see that. I'd buy tickets to that. See, you get soaked.
I have a good excuse.
Oh, sure you do.
The opera program is coming, so I have to be on duty.
Mm-hmm.
But, that, you know, I would love to do that.
So much fun.
Next year, if I get invited, I will do it.
Well, if you're really nice to me, I'll let you borrow my snorkel and my mask, because I wore mine last year, because it is a fire hose that they get you with.
I think I still have a Speedo that I can.
Oh, gosh. Oh, my goodness. Now we've done it. I don't even want that image in my mind. Okay?
That should get me uninvited quickly.
Oh, gosh. We were on a roll to promote a nice charity until that comment.
sorry about that.
Yeah,
the thought popped in my.
But it is open to the public, so if you want to come out.
Oh, well, I better not wear my Speedo.
Thank you.
Then.
We'll save that for another time, Malcolm.
No, yes.
But the ALS CEO Soak is Tuesday, and then you can go to that and Bands on the Beach right after. So, and Malcolm will not be there in his Speedo, so that's really good.
But I will say again, if invited, I will next year, I promise.
Yeah, it's a great, is a great fundraiser for a great organization for ALS. So, and
I'm
hats
familiar
off
with the organization.
To Jeff and everybody that worked so hard to make that happen. They started out a few years ago with just about 5 or 6 people, and I understand they're going to have 50 people getting soaked Tuesday night.
Ooh.
Which is awesome, because every one of those people has raised money and have pledges, and it's just a fantastic event.
Great.
Really love that.
This is a wonderful town for giving.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And you can find out, just to put a plug in for Ballinger Publishing, you have Downtown Crowd, which has all the events every month that comes out.
Don't forget to look out for your copy of Parade of Homes.
And that's coming out this week.
Today.
Oh, that's exciting.
And it is 120 pages.
Mm-hmm.
If you are looking to remodel, buy a home, then it is the perfect publication for you.
Fantastic. And you still have the September issues of Downtown Crowd and Pensacola Magazine, but the new October issues will be coming out shortly, right?
Yes. Downtown Crowd actually will be delivered tomorrow.
Wow. Okay. I can't wait to see it. Malcolm, it's always a pleasure. We've out of time. If you want to find out anything about Malcolm Ballinger, you can go to ballingerpublishing.com. And you can also download digital copies of every publication that they have. So that's pretty cool, too.
Yes, everything we publish is on ballingerpublishing.com.
Excellent. All right, have a wonderful week Malcolm. It's always a pleasure. This is Pep Talk. We'll be back in just a few minutes on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.